Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is life to those who find it. It is health and healing to our flesh. I call healing to come and manifest in every body of believers here today. I thank you for it. I thank you that life flows as the preaching of the word comes. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Give our podcast listeners a hand clap. All right. Hallelujah. We're glad they're listening. We pray that they'll come down and see us sometime. Come on down and see us sometime. Kick the shoes off. Y'all come back now. Yeah. All right. So praise the Lord. All right. So we ended up in Haggai last week. I'm going to get right into it real quick. I'm going to read it. We've been talking about a few things lately, but we're going through. There's three main things that we need to deal with. Number one, it's God's house first.
Yes.
God's house first.
Yes.
And we read how people were taking care of their house, but God's house was in ruins.
Uh-huh.
Amen. So it's always God's house first. Make sure God's house has what it needs. If you do that, God will make sure you have what you need. Okay? That's just how this works. He's illustrated it here in Haggai. He wants to make sure his house has what it needs. See, this house has to have clothing that it can give out. It has to have food that it can give out. It has to have shelter when people need prayer. They can come in and receive that. It has to have the presence of the Almighty in the house.
Yes, yes, yes.
This is what this house has to have. This house has to have more than enough to take care of the pastor and the pastor
That's right.
and their families.
That's right.
It has to have more than enough.
Amen.
This is God's design. That's this is right. God's plan. It is also God's plan that there be more than enough tithes and offerings to take care of you, all of you.
Yeah.
That when you're in need, I take care of it.
Hallelujah.
By the hand of God.
Amen.
This is the design. This is what the Word of God says. Okay? So, as we see in Haggai, he's talking about we're putting money into bag with holes.
Uh-huh.
And you know, when you do that, it just runs out the hole. Okay? Well, we got to stop the hole, right? We got to close the hole up that's in the bag. Right? So we got to close that hole up. How do we do that? Number one, we take care of God's house first, which is Malachi 3. We bring tithes and our offerings to his house that there be food in his house and to prove him with it. See, that gives us the opportunity to say, okay, God, you said to prove you in this now. If you would not open the window of heaven, don't make me go there. You know the scripture. Or do we need to go there?
Nope.
All right. Prove me in this now, he says. He says,
yeah.
If I will not open the window of heaven, pour out blessing on you, there's not room enough to receive. And then he rebukes the devourer for our sake.
Yeah.
So what do we need to do? We need to bring the tithes into the house.
That's right, yes.
He also said something else, didn't he?
And
offerings.
Oh, and offerings.
Offerings. Bring the tithes
uh-huh.
and offerings.
Yes.
All right. Tithe is mandatory. Offering is love.
Come on, bring it.
Okay? And this is how this goes. Tithe is mandatory. Tithe is obedience to God. Tithe is I said so, do it.
Yes.
Rule number one, bring the tithe. But then he added offerings, didn't he? Bring the tithe and the offering. The offering is a love thing.
Amen.
Offering is a heart thing.
Yes.
As we saw the story with the little widow with the two mites, right? She loved, and so she brought what she had.
Everything.
And it was all she had, was two mites, didn't even equal a penny or something, right? She brought it all. That's all she had. The kings, man, they're stuffed pockets full of gold and money, and they're just throwing it around like some people do. But as she gave all she had, see?
Yes.
And Jesus said she had given more because of it's here. It's the heart. It's not about the amount. It's about the heart. Obedient in the tithe, loving from the heart is our offering. Amen. So God's house first, then our house. Then we take care of our house, all right? So we take care of our homes. We take care of our children.
That's right.
Bible says we leave an inheritance to our children's children.
Amen.
All right? So we take care of our homes. We take care of our kids.
Yes.
Right? And then we make sure that their kids have what they need.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Because that's called being prosperous. That's being blessed. And that is God's design for you, as it is for me, to be that blessed.
Hallelujah.
To be that blessed. Can you believe it?
Yes.
Yes. Why? Because our cup is to run over.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. We are to have so much.
Right?
I mean, so much. We are to have so much that we can take care of our homes, our God's house, our families, our children, and their children's children. And if whatever God tells us to do is blessing. Our third category is our generosity.
Amen.
Is our blessed to be a what?
Blessing.
Blessing. Our generosity. Let's go to Luke 6:38. Luke 6:38. We're going to race through this. We got a few minutes. All right. Luke 6. Hallelujah. Oh, I got to read verse 37 first. This is Jesus talking. So Luke 6 verse 37. Says, judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you'll be forgiven. That's a pretty important verse there, eh? Amen. Then he goes on to 38. Give, and it will be given you.
Amen.
Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will...
Amen.
What are they going to do? Running over will be put into your bosom, for with the same measure you use... it shall be measured back to you. So, with the same measure you use, with the same heart that you use, your gladness to give will cause the gladness of others to give to you.
Yes.
Right? The measure that you meet, oh, well, you know, I'll be a bucket plunker and throw a penny in there, is coming back to you. The measure you use, usury. This is what we call changing hands with money. It's called usury. Okay, when you take money and you go, you buy this and they give that, and this is usury. Okay, this is what money is designed for. All right, it's usury. With the measure you use, it is measured back to you. Give, he said, and it shall be given. You give 100, you'll at least have 100. The Bible says we get 100-fold return, though. See, we haven't even got there. But give, and it will be given.
Amen.
So knowing this, if you always give 100... you'll always have 100 somewhere coming.
That's right.
I did one month. I did a dollar a day. I just made sure that every day I gave at least a dollar somewhere. Okay? Just a dollar a day. I just made sure that I always gave something. And you know what? I always had something in my pocket after that.
That's right.
Just like that. God's word is true. See? God's word is true.
Yeah.
If we abide by it. And I was only doing it out of a thought that I had. I wasn't doing it because God said to do it. I wasn't testing God. I was just doing what His Word said. And I had a dollar a day. Okay? I could do a dollar a day. So I did a dollar a day. Amen. All right. And I always had in my pocket at least a dollar. All right. Moving on. Given it shall be given to you. Verse 38 again. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your bosom, for with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. That last part is so important.
Amen.
It's so important. Bible tells us to give cheerfully.
Right.
Amen? Hopefully we'll get there today. Let's go to Proverbs 22. Proverbs 22. Hallelujah. All right. Woo, glory. We are to be prosperous.
Yes.
Proverbs 22, verse 9. He who has a generous eye will be blessed, for he gives of his bread to the poor. Remember my story? Now, let's read this again now. He who has a generous heart will be blessed.
Amen.
Generous heart will be what? Blessed. For he gives of his bread to the poor.
Yes.
I told you my story. Every time I come from a certain customer's home and I go around this corner at the split at 70 and 71, there's a guy standing there with his sign. Okay? Now, I know he's a military man because he had a military hat on. And I always, if I see a military guy, he's getting blessed.
That's right.
I don't care what I got to do. If I got to give him my shoes, I'll do it.
That's right.
So, that's just me. That's my dad raised me that way, and I love our military. I believe in our military. I pray for our military. Amen. We should all do the same. Well, I told you, so I always give to the guy, and of course, it's been such a routine since May that now when he sees my big van coming around, he's like, yay, you know, and he gets comes running over. He knows I'm going to give him. He knows he's going to be blessed. Isn't that awesome?
Amen.
Think about that, right? He knows when he sees that guy, he's getting blessed. And he doesn't know how much it's going to be. Sometimes it's $3 and change because that's what I got. Sometimes it's a $5 bill because that's all I got. Sometimes it's ones, whatever it might be. But my wallet gets empty every time. Man, if I had a 20, boy, that would be hard. Would it? But would it now? Think about this now. Come on. My generosity is what makes me blessed. Okay, so if I had a 20, guess what? I ought to be more excited to get that out of my wallet. Right? Okay, because why? Because it's coming from the heart. It's all got to come from the heart.
Amen.
We got to be, when we bring our tithe, it's got to come from the heart. Not because, man, he always tells me to do this tithe thing. I didn't do it. No. Wrong heart. You can't receive. It's got to be out of love.
That's right.
That we bring our tithe. It's got to be out of love that we want to give.
Yes.
Why? Because we have a generous eye. And I'm talking, it's a heart thing. It's a generous heart. We have a generous eye where we see we can give, we give. So I was rolling around that same corner. I told you this now. This is for people that may not have heard last message. When I was going around the corner the other time, last time I did, there was a different dude standing there. I said, wait a minute. That's not my white military man. That's a black guy. And I pull up, you know, and he's standing there with his sign. Please help, something like that. In need, whatever. Lord speaks to me and says, well, you going to bless him? I'm going, yeah, oh, absolutely, Lord. You know, and I get in there, I get my money out, and hey, bless you. And he says, God bless you. Right? He pronounced a blessing on me. Now, being obedient to God's word, I'm already receiving a blessing. But this man spoke words into existence. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
My blessing's on the way. I'm now looking for my blessing. Just as that guy sees me coming around the corner and says, hey, here comes my blessing. I'm looking for my blessing. Open your eyes. Look for your blessing. Why? It's expectation. What? It's expectation. You're receiving. See, we receive. When he sees me, he instantly knows. I'm getting blessed. We've got to expect it. And when we see it coming, thank you, Jesus. You know, I mean, that's what he, oh yeah, you know, he's so excited. He knows he's getting blessed.
Amen.
His needs are going to be met for that day. And that's the thing about it. You know, people get all mad. Well, these guys make $30,000, $40,000, $60,000 a year. So what? So what? You want to make that? Go stand on the corner. Fine. They're doing what they have to do. It's what they can do. Okay. They may have bad records. They may not be able to stand on their feet for very long. They may not be able to work. They may not be whatever.
Yeah.
It's none of our business.
That's right.
Our business is giving.
Giving.
Is giving. That's Amen.
Right.
All right. That's our business.
Amen.
Because we have a what? A generous eye. And because we have a generous eye, because we give our bread to the poor, we are blessed. All right. Amen. Let's look at Matthew. Matthew 25. I'm running behind. All right. Matthew 25. Excuse me. Matthew 25. We'll start in verse 41. How about that? Matthew 25 and verse 41 says, this is Jesus talking. Then he will also say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. By the way, that place was not prepared for you. It was prepared for the devil and his angels. It was not prepared for the man. It was not prepared for God's creation. It was prepared for the creation that was in heaven that defied God. The angels and all his imps. That's what it's prepared for. God don't want anybody. I said God don't want anybody going to hell. Period. It wasn't prepared for them. That up there is prepared for us. All we got to do is receive Jesus. That's why our people, when they go out and they get somebody born again, I get excited. That's why we're here. Hallelujah. And because of that, we're blessed. All right. And as I said, it was prepared for the devil and all his angels. Verse 42. For I was hungry, this is Jesus talking now, for I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger on the corner with my sign. See, now come on now. See, this is important because most of the time we drive right by these people. Somebody else will give to them. That's what we think. Somebody else will give them something. What did Jesus just say here? Oh boy, let me read it again. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty. You gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you did not take me in. Naked, you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they will also answer to him saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? Oh, here you go. You ready for your answer? Because I'm not. All right. Verse 45. Then he will answer them saying, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of these least of these, you did not do it to me. And then these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This is important, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to see this. We've got to hold it here and get it in our heart, right? That when we see this, a need, we got to do whatever. If there's something we can do, let's meet it. Yeah. Let's meet it. Amen? When one of our body is in trouble, any member of our body is in trouble, you should come to the pastors, tell us your faith, let us know what the issue is, and if we feel that it's time to call the congregation together and say, this bill needs to be paid for one of our brethren, one of our sisters, it's time to give. And that's what we do. We take care of each other.
That's right.
See, this isn't just about prayer. We take care of one another. I don't want you going down. You don't want me going down. Amen. I want you healed. You want me healed. I want you rich. You want me rich. If we have the means to meet the need, the Bible says to meet that need. That's what it says. If you see your brother in need and you have the means to meet the need, meet it. Well, if we came together as one to meet a need for an individual, amen, so much easier for us to be able to give somebody $1,000 as one than just one person having to do it by themselves. Hallelujah. This is what family is. See, this is what family is. This is why we are family. This is why we are together. That's why we've always, when we've been as a church, something my dad implemented years and years ago was you came before the congregation and you raised your right hand and you became a member of the family. You didn't just show up to church, hang out at church and leave for the rest of your life. No, you decided I'm going to be a part of this family. This body is now part of my body. My body is now a part of your body.
Amen.
We are one. And this is what he did. I don't know that I've ever seen anybody else do that, but he did it. Okay? The importance in that is so that you know and understand we're connected spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially.
Yes.
We are one. Yes. And it needs to be that way. That's also why when one of you walks off, you get chased down by the pastor. Why? Because you're family.
Right.
We are not to walk away from family. We're not to walk away from anybody, but we're definitely not supposed to walk away from family. We are to love one another no matter what. No matter what. You got backstabbing family members? Oh, yeah. Love them. They're the greatest to love because they need it. Right? Amen. It's our job. All right. Praise God. Okay. 2 Corinthians. Let's do it. I knew we'd get there eventually. 2 Corinthians 9. Been trying to get here all month. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Hallelujah. Starting verse 6. It says, but this I say, he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Now we read something that also went along with that, didn't we? All right. If you sow bountifully, you'll reap bountifully. What measure you use shall be measured back to you. If you give a lot, you receive a lot.
Yeah.
You receive a little, you receive a little. Wouldn't you rather receive a lot? Remember what I said, it's not the amount. It's how much you got left over. Is it from the heart? This is all factoring into your giving. Amen? Very important, all right? He who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one, give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, not just because there's a need. Don't have to just give because there's a need, even though there might not be a need. Give anyway. You might be being led by God to free you. See, you might be being led by God to give to a guy who's got plenty of money so that you can receive your blessing. Right? Because this is all attached to your giving. Your blessing's attached to your giving.
Amen.
All right? Okay. Let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver.
Hallelujah.
A what? A cheerful giver. So, as we give cheerfully. We purpose in our heart to give, and we give cheerfully, whether there's a need or no need, but we give out of love, and we give because we're cheerful to give, and we give as much as we can. Like I said, the lady with the two mites, she gave all. She didn't have to give all. She could have gotten half. She could have gave half, and it still would have been a lot. Because then she only had one mite left over. Right? But wait a minute. It went about the amount. It's what came from the heart. She loved.
Hilarious.
Proverbs 19. Oh, we got two to go. Come on, Proverbs 19. Yeah, be hilarious in your giving. Prompt to do it. Happy, happy, happy. Proverbs 19. All right, verse 17. He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord. What? What am I talking about going by the corner? What am I talking about? Driving right by these people. He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord and, are you ready? He, capital He, He will pay back what has given. He who lends to, oh man. We got, what did Jesus do? Jesus became poor so we, through his poverty, would be made rich. What did he do? He gave of his life, the ultimate giving. The ultimate giving.
And he was happy to do it.
He who has pity on the poor. Oh, ain't that too bad. Keep driving. No, that's not the kind of pity he's talking about. Don't drive right by and go, oh, God love them. Creeps. That's right. Don't do that. Don't do that. Your blessing, you just drove right by your blessing.
That's right. Come on.
He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and God, he will repay.
Amen. That's true.
What you've given.
Yes, yes.
He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, God will repay.
That's right.
Don't go driving by, have pity on him. Oh, man, I have pity on you. Peace. Keep driving. Or you do one of these. You pull up and you're the first car right there. And he's right next to your driver's side door. And here you are going like this. Wonder what's on the station today. Yeah. You ever drive up to it and, oh man, your window's down. Oh yeah, what's over here? Are you, oh yeah. No. No. See, no. Do we want God to do that to us?
No.
No. We don't want God turning his head because, well, he sees, oh, look at my child. My child needs me, needs my help. Oh, what's on the station? God says. No, God, we don't want God to do that to us. When we call out and we need help from God, what? We need God now.
That's right. So do they.
And they do too. He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will be repaid. Mark 10, last one. Let's go. Mark 10. Mark 10. Excuse me. Verse 29. Jesus talking. He says, so Jesus answered and he said, assuredly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's. All right. Now, first of all, we're not leaving these things for any other reason but God, the Lord Jesus, and his gospel. This is the reason we do these things, okay? He says there's no one who's done it. There's no one. I'm going to read it again now. This has got to sink in now. Jesus answered and he said, assuredly I say to you, there is no one who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, who shall not receive an hundred, what? Fold. Who shall not what? Receive a hundredfold. Now. When? Now. Now. In this time, houses and brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and lands with no persecutions, of course, you'll get those. Yeah, I don't know why he gets that. Oh, why should he be blessed? Wait, right? Come on now. Oh man, I see this all the time. With persecution, and in the age to come, eternal life. Persecution is always going to come. I don't care. It's always there. It's going to usually come from those who are closest to you. The ones that say they love you. That's the ones that are really going to persecute you the most. And really it's because it's the what hurts the most.
Sure.
Because you expect them to love you. You expect them to back you up. You expect them to pray for you, and yet they're talking about you. They're spitting evil words out about you, okay? But we got to love. See, persecution's going to come regardless. What we've got to look at is the fact, am I doing what I am doing for the sake of the gospel and the Lord Jesus? Now, if that's the case, I will receive everything that I've lost now. Everything that I've lost. Houses, lands, children. Come on. I'm not talking about dead children either. I'm talking about lost children. You tell them to come back. Because you've given up for the sake of the gospel and the Lord Jesus Christ, and they've been trained right in the way they should go. When they're old, they're not to part. Get back here in the name of Jesus Christ. And it shall be done. He said, in this time. Now. Not later. Now. See, it's when we speak it's when it's into existence. See, when we speak the faith and we release it now, it's activated. Now it's active, right? The angels are running. God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit has said to somebody, get that down there now. Put it in his hand. Put it in her hand. Go put a labor into that child's life that's going to scare him to death. Or no, maybe not that. But it's going to put him in a position of love to see he's lost. Whatever it takes. God will do, we have to understand that God will do whatever it takes when your faith is out there. He'll do whatever it takes. He will stop the moon, stop the sun, turn it to... He will do whatever it takes. He'll stop time. He'll stop the rain. He'll stop the wind. Come on. He'll raise the dead to get what you need done. Come on. It's what we're releasing now by faith.
Right.
It's what we're speaking. I know fear comes. Trust me. I know it comes. We have got to attack it.
That's right.
It is always an attack. So when the fear is attacking, we attack back.
That's right.
And see, our sword's bigger.
Yeah.
Okay, our sword's a double-edger.
That's right.
We got a shield, helmet of salvation, belt of truth. We got gospel shoes on, man.
Hey,
I mean, right? Breastplate of righteousness. We're covered.
Amen.
We're
thank you.
Yes, we're in battle, but we're covered.
That's right.
And our faith is more important than, or more powerful than fear. Why? Because we have the name of Jesus Christ.
That's
and because
right.
of his name and faith in his name,
right.
we get what we need done.
That's right.
Amen. You believe me?
I believe
you believe the word?
Amen.
Did we read it today?
Yes.
Are you blessed?
We are blessed.
Say I'm blessed.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Let's do it. Time for breakfast. Praise God. Ooh, yeah. Breakfast. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for breakfast. Breakfast is good.
I was going out to the streets. Jeez. We're ready to do that.
Glory. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the Lord. Father, we bless you. We praise you. We thank you for your word. I thank you, Father, that your word is life to those who find it. It is health and healing to our flesh. I thank you, Father, that if we seek, we find. And when we knock, the door is opened. Hallelujah. I thank you that as we give, it is given to us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I give you glory, Father, that our cup runneth over in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that we are blessed to be a blessing, that you have empowered us to prosper. And we give you the glory and the honor for it. Father, I thank you that this body of believers is healed, delivered, set free, and prosperous in the name of Jesus Christ. As we go this week, I thank you for your protection upon us, Father. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen. Love you. God bless you.